President Trump is kicking off the Independence Day weekend with a trip to a national memorial in South Dakota.
As we prepare to celebrate the 4th of July, let us renew our devotion to this nation, to its citizens, and the eternal values that define our past and shape our future. I'm going to Mount Rushmore.
He plans to include denunciations of protesters he says are trying to tear down the nation's history, along with his more traditional July 4th praise of America's past and values. Masks and social distancing aren't required, even as coronavirus cases spike across the country. About 7,500 tickets have been issued for the fireworks event, which Mr. Trump says will be a display like few people have seen. Prominent Hong Kong democracy activist Nathan Law has revealed on his Facebook page that he has left the city for an undisclosed location, as we hear from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Law says he made the decision so he could advocate for Hong Kong internationally. Earlier, he testified to a U.S. congressional hearing about the tough national security law China has imposed on the semi-autonomous territory. Law says, as a global-facing activist, the choices he has are stark: to stay silent from now on or to keep engaging in private diplomacy so he can warn the world of the threat of Chinese authoritarian expansion. Law told reporters in a WhatsApp message that he would not reveal his whereabouts and situation based on a risk assessment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
31 Major League Baseball players and 7 staff members tested positive for COVID-19 during intake for the resumption of training, a rate of 1.2%. MLB and the Players Association announced the results Friday as teams resumed workouts for the first time since coronavirus interrupted spring training on March 12th, 2 weeks before the season was to start. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We thank the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
It's 4:04. This is a KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Nevada and Clark County have nearly reached peaks seen back in April. But local medical experts say they are better equipped now to handle the influx of coronavirus patients. Las Vegas area hospitals say the recent spike in cases are less severe, partly due to the treating of younger and healthier patients. Well, they say wear a mask. County business agents will be visiting pools, bars, restaurants, and retail stores to make sure that social distancing and the mask mandate are being adhered to. So happy 4th. The Nevada Gaming Control Board has opened 111 cases into whether some Silver State casinos have not been following the board's new health and safety procedures. The cases come after more than 7,400 inspections by the board's enforcement division. While the 1.5% rate may seem low, Some officials say the number higher than zero is unacceptable. Caesars Entertainment officials confirm that seven workers at its Harrah's Laughlin property have tested positive for COVID-19. Company officials would not say where the employees worked at the Colorado River Hotel Casino. Laughlin has also canceled its annual Rockets Over the River 4th of July celebration, which had been scheduled for tomorrow.
KCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, a brush fire has caused a closure on State Route 156, Lee Canyon Road. That's west of State Route 158. That's Deer Creek Road at Mount Charleston. Only locals can get in there. Also, heavy volumes on 515 southbound at Pecos.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday before the 4th of July. Hope you're enjoying yourself. Throw another shrimp on the barbie for us. This is the radio program of record. We are live. No best of. I'm not, out at Lake Mead. No. I'm working. Because this is too important a time. We've got the president who is winging his way to Mount Rushmore. He'll be speaking there in about an hour. And I will simply tell you that the president's message, I think, is a solid one. Meanwhile, we have a message from the governor. Comply or else. This is incredible. Governor's office releasing a statement of the 204 businesses observed by the state on July 2nd, 49% complied with the face covering requirements. 50% of bars and restaurant bar areas visited by officials were found to be in compliance. Only 50%, half. With the remaining establishments, including automobile sales and maintenance, gyms, hair, nail establishments, tattoo parlors, demonstrating a 61% rate of compliance. Since the Directive 24 began a week ago, the overall business compliance rate, overall, everybody, is 85% in Northern Nevada. So good for you folks. You guys take orders pretty well. But it's only 65% in Southern Nevada. Governor Sisolak issued the following statement. The non-compliance numbers reported by state officials are disappointing and unacceptable a week after the face covering directive was issued. To the businesses who are complying, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart on behalf of all Nevada. You're protecting our businesses, our health, our jobs, our economy, and your industry. To those businesses operating in violation, the nearly 50% of the bars and restaurants, by not implementing safe social distancing and face covering protocols, you're not only jeopardizing people's health, but you're also jeopardizing your fellow businesses, your industry, and our overall economy. He went on to say, as I have expressed before, I have growing concerns with our current COVID-19 data trends. If these concerning reports on noncompliance continue, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive actions next week directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and noncompliance. What do you think about it? Well, let's find out what Rico Aller thinks about it, because he's the owner of Carson Insulation, and he joins us. Rico, our headmaster in chief, has spoken. Some of us are not in compliance. What gives?
Well, a lot of us don't believe that it's a reasonable set of rules. And in fact, many of us, myself included, don't believe we should be doing this. I think we should free up our economy. You know, there's going to be people that are going to be sick, but people understand the disease better, and those that are most vulnerable are being very careful.
Let me ask you about this. I call him now the new headmaster in chief, because it's like he's treating us like we're a bunch of kids, like we're a bunch of children. First of all, do you take him at his word that if we don't,
I don't know if he will or not, but you know, Kevin, this is how socialists and communists, Marxists behave. Exactly what they do. You know, they believe that everything we want to do, we should be free to do as long as it's mandatory.
Well, yeah, as long as it's mandatory. But the problem is that 50% of the bars and restaurants in our state aren't in compliance. I mean, is this civil disobedience? Is this the OSHA people just caught all these bars and restaurants on a bad day, or what?
Well, you know, you wonder if what compliance entails, whether that means absolutely every person in the establishment is wearing a mask at all times, or if 5% of them are not wearing a mask, or is it 20%? You know, I don't know what their calculus is, and I would like to know that before I could even answer that question.
Good point. Let me just ask you, as far as the fact that 85% of Northern Nevada is in compliance, you folks are good boys and girls up there, aren't you?
You know what, Kevin? I don't mean to be offensive to people who live in Las Vegas, but you know, it is Sin City, and it's a place that is very narcissistic. And I know you love Vegas. I can't stand it. I can barely stand to go there to a convention because it is so narcissistic. And you see so many things that are just not pleasant things to see. You know, back up a minute to this, the Sisolak discussion. Would he call out the National Guard and deal with rioters in Las Vegas? You know, is he going to? What kind of stand is going to be taken by these liberal mayors and governors all over the country? They look at was it Minneapolis? Which city is it that they
George Floyd
killed?
Yeah, George Floyd.
George Floyd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that city's just gone nuts, and also Seattle. Letting all those people be together, I think those riots and the protest marches have a lot to do with the new spike in the COVID cases.
Well, and you look at St. Louis, you look at Portland, Oregon, all across the country where all these, all of these riots have occurred. I mean, this is getting a little scary, and yet one liberal think tank came out with a study saying, no, protesting, it's not impacting COVID-19. I don't buy that for an instant. You put people in close proximity to each other, locking arms, and I mean, not exactly social distancing.
No, I mean, not at all. But see, that is a socially acceptable activity to those liberals, those progressives who are truly Marxist. That kind of activity supersedes the public health. It supersedes civility. It supersedes the protection of life and property.
And
it's what they desire.
And I would think, Rico, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if you suddenly had 50% of the population go to masks, you might not see a wholesale change in the numbers, but you'd see some downward slide on the numbers. And I think what's happening is the governor's getting caught in this thing. Gosh, what if I order all of this masking? And even if only half the people do it, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And
yeah.
The masks don't work, Kevin. They don't. There have been 40 years of scientific studies that have determined that airborne viruses are not impacted by wearing masks. It's such a minuscule amount of protection that it provides that it is silly. And it is a device being used by the left to separate us as Americans. We can't see each other's faces. We can't carry on decent conversations because you can't do it with a mask on. And I think that is all part of a genuine Marxist move. And sidestepping for a second, we're seeing all of these monuments torn down all across the country. Every revolution that has ever happened, every Marxist revolution certainly, has been presaged by the destruction of monuments. Because they're saying that our history is bad. We want to end it and start over, and we're going to have this utopian society. That's why Donald Trump is going to Mount Rushmore.
And by the way, he's going to speak there in a little while. What do you expect the message to be? I have a feeling he's not going to be much of a milquetoast about this, that he's going to go in with guns blazing, so to speak.
I think the message is going to be what I just said. I think it's going to be right along those lines. And, you know, I love Donald Trump because he's a warrior. We really need someone this day and age who will fight the left because they are on the verge of toppling our society and taking away the greatest gift God has ever given a group of people, and that is to be an American. And, you know, this 4th of July, I am really talking to my children and people that I come in contact with about the wonder of what those founding fathers who are under assault now did for us. It's an unbelievable accomplishment.
It indeed is. More with Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mount House out on 50 Highway East. If you're up in that neck of the woods, stop by and say hi to Rico and his family. They're just wonderful, wonderful people. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to talk more about the new headmaster-in-chief in our state, Governor Steve Sisolak. And we're going to talk a little bit about what lies ahead. Is it possible that next week he could take us back to, I don't know, phase one or phase zero? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall, and you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
A&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19, paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
A&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Rico Aller joining us, the owner of Carson Installation. He does every Friday. This Friday, we have a warning from the governor. As I have expressed before, he says, I have growing concerns with our current COVID-19 data trends. If those concerning reports on noncompliance continue, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive actions next week directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and noncompliance. First of all, what do you think that means? Take us back to phase zero?
Probably. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds to me like he's going to try to enlist the law enforcement to fight people.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait for somebody to take the governor to court because I question whether this is constitutional. It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't believe it's constitutional. You'd have to show me where in our Constitution it grants the government that power. Our Constitution is a limiting document. It's designed to limit the power of government and always to promote the freedom of the individual and the worth of the individual. And we all make choices, and we need to be able to make those choices. And the sum of those choices we make as Americans is what makes us great. What we do as individuals makes us great.
This, Rico, is what is just perplexes me. That this governor is trying the heavy-handed headmaster-in-chief tactics when in reality, this is a state that was built on freedom of the individual. And yet we've got a governor treating us like a bunch of seven-year-olds.
Well, we elected him. I'm baffled by that. I've never been able to get my head around liberalism. I never have been. It's more like a religion than it is a set of political beliefs. Let's back up a second and talk about this, about economic redistribution and all that. A governor who believes in socialism, in everyone having a minimum salary provided by government, universal health care, do you think he gives a hoot about what happens to small businesses? He obviously has no concept of economics. He's an idiot. So these things don't matter to him, and they will not weigh the cost against the benefit of the action that's taken. And I think the cost is enormous in terms of physical health and in our lives, sanity.
You talk to people every day in northern Nevada. You talk to a lot of folks in southern Nevada as well. And I want to ask you what the governor has thrown down the gauntlet. I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive actions next week directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and noncompliance. Do you think that the 50% right now that aren't compliant in bars and restaurants and different industries, you think they're going to change their tune at this late date?
They probably will. They got businesses to run, and they don't want to be hassled. They want to be able to continue to operate. I've been in three restaurants since they've opened up again. And I wore a mask into the restaurant each time. Not because I think it works, just because I don't want to freak anybody out. I don't want to have a confrontation with some liberal. So I wear my mask, and I sit at my table. I take it off, and I eat my meal, put it back on, and leave. And I think it's just stupid. I went to the grocery store just a few minutes ago to get hamburger stuff. My daughters are here with their kids, and I'm barbecuing for them. And I didn't wear my mask in. I went in, and about half the people in the store had masks on. What I did note was that all the elderly people, I guess I really am kind of one of them, but all the elderly people that I saw were wearing masks. The young people were not. And I don't think those young people are doing anything dishonorable. I just think this is an imposition of a requirement that we make a social statement. It is saying that we have to engage in a certain kind of observable speech. And I think it's a fraud.
Rico Aller joining us. I want to talk some hardball politics. I've only got a few minutes.
Okay.
Next Wednesday, special session, the Nevada legislature. It's going to be members of the legislature, staffers, and selected members of the media. No public input whatsoever. What is the governor trying to do? And do you think they're going to try and jam some form of tax increase down our throats during the special session? They got like a $1.2 or $1.3 billion hole in the budget. They got to fix it somehow. Or are they just going to fire everybody?
That's I'm sure that's what it's about. I can't imagine it being anything else. I don't think it's going to be COVID-related. You know, they're too cowardly to do anything responsible about that. But I think that's what it's about. And you know, here's what these Democrat governors all across the country are thinking: the American people got all that extra money, small businesses mostly. We're going to take it away from them. They got it, so we might as well get it. And I think that's what's really undergirding this.
Do you like the idea of the public being essentially shut out? That we need not apply. You won't see these big hearings where a lineup of 25 people get up and get their 3 minutes of fame, because I'm sensing that they don't want any input from the people, do they?
No, we're an impediment. We're an obstacle to them. Because they know better than we do. They know what's best for us. And we ought to just shut up and do what they want. That's the arrogance of Marxists. That's what we're dealing with here, Kevin. These are Marxists. Socialists.
Well, and you know what's incredible to me, Rico? This is at a time when we are at our most vulnerable as a nation. We've been hit by this COVID-19 virus. We've got the fact that we've got people that are still really struggling, people that can't get their money from Dieter, on and on and on this thing goes. And this is when they decide to play the chaos card. To me, this is grossly unfair, and maybe the American people will see through this. I pray that they do.
I do too, Kevin, and I that's my fervent prayer. And for the but you know, I remember one of my favorite psalms is, "Make me hear joy and gladness." And we need to think about that, especially at the 4th of July. You know, think about the people that suffered and died for us and how much they loved their country.
Good point. Can you stick around with us for like one more segment?
I can't because I got hamburgers on the grill.
No. Tell you what, you throw another shrimp on the Barbie, and then we'll talk to you again next Friday. Would that be okay?
You betcha. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Have a great 4th. Have a great 4th, man. It's Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation. What the governor is doing, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit with you about what this is all about. You tell me what you make of it. The governor with a not-so-veiled threat. As I have expressed before, I have growing concerns with our current COVID-19 data trends. If these concerning reports of non-compliance continue, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive actions next week directed at targeted industries. Or can you say bars and restaurants? Yeah. I will not hesitate to take decisive actions next week directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and noncompliance. I think it's rather obvious what the governor, the headmaster in chief, is actually talking about. He's talking about doing what they've done in Texas and some other states. Closing down the bars and restaurants. That's exactly what we don't need. But this governor doesn't seem to care. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Great to have you with us. It is a Friday. And you know what I might do? Just because it's a holiday weekend, we might give you part deux of the Friday song. We'll try and come up with that coming up in our next segment. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car.